Good evening. Here is the Omi Radio News in Special Live Bibian English. My name is Seyo Watusin. The voting house called National Elections Commission, they say they made a promise here before and they are making it again that they will stay under the big court decision where it may to say the runoff or the second round voting must be on hold now. The second round voting was supposed to happen on November 7th, but the Big Court, Supreme Court of Liberia, tell the voting house not to go ahead with this one here until it can look in the case that one party bring, called Liberty Party, to say the first round for the election cheating was inside. The chairman for the voting house, Jerome Kokoya, talking to news people on Wednesday, say they will respect the Supreme Court decision. At the same time, Chairman Kokoya say all political parties in this country here that get case with the neck, that people, they more not mind anything, that they will make sure that they get their right under the law, what they call due process. He said no political party will not get no cheating when it comes to hearing their case, and that the neck will do everything under the law to make sure that everybody get fair case. We rumor then now going around to say the security business in Liberia is getting serious now and nothing straight. The Liberia National Police say they want to tell the public that all of this is so nonsense. No security situation in this country here. The Liberia Police say the people are still going around talking about in Morofia and in some other area, there's also tension there and nothing going on and something will break up, all the kind of thing. Sam Collins said, except the person who want to start politicking, they are the one that talking something like this here, but nowhere where you see tension in this Liberia here. Mr. Sam Collins say he also want to say this to people here, that people going around and talking so loud, talking about some political party in the country here that get guns, that get their people around them with guns. Mr. Sam Collins say the people went going around putting the thing here, especially so on the thing what they call the social media or what they call Facebook, that where they can put all the lies and to put fear in people. He say the few days police people catch somebody who will get gun, because he not get lesson for this gun here, but this person is not connected to any party that they know in this country here. Still talking about the police say the group of police officers then what they assigned to the big judge here, what they call Sanen Yu, they finish taking the one there from there and send new group of people there, and in fact the one and what they take from there, so they are judging them for what happened the other time. This few times, the Supreme Court say people in the area where Justice Chane Yo was staying, they were throwing rock to the Umo compound. So Sam Collins say the news they got with those police people for which they judging them is that they are the one who started some confusion with some people in the area there. The how that it was between them and those people, that people who were trunking them with rock. So in act say that group of people or political party group of people sent there to say they're throwing rocks to George House. So the police say they are surprised even to say that the thing are going on for people to be talking and say the thing what happened that some political party or some political group go there because they get a case in court and all that kind of that what they doing it. Sam Collins say something like this, what people continue to do in the Liberia here, telling talking things what not true and then throwing it and making other people to be scared. People really got to make sure that they think about what they are doing and so that people can't mind them to be people who are just also liars. The United Nations office that is working with refugees been giving 69 boxes with social hospital medicine inside, and they gave it to the hospital in Harper, they call the J.J. Dawson Hospital in Maryland County. The big person for the UNHCR office in Harper, Mr. Gibson Zulu, he said right now, there's no medicine in hospital business in that place that is so serious, so they try to help in a small way so that at least medicine can be in hospital and when people go there, they can get the correct medicine what they are saying they will be looking for before they can get and be okay. Mr. Zulu say, no. the UNHCR and the government of Liberia, they are working together to make sure that they work with refugees there, particularly so for the hospital matter, and there are in the refugees that are in Webo River G County. You say the government of Liberia is doing everything that it can do to make sure that it gives young people power all over this country to be able to live a better life. This one here, the government said they are doing it under the project they got called Youth Opportunity Project. And the government house that is looking after young people, they call Ministry of Youth and Sports, they are the one that running this one here. So the main person who is in charge of this particular project here, Mr. Jesse Bengu, he said the work that they've been doing so far, they're getting real good results from it. The local leader there in River G County say they are working hard now to try to fix the Ebola center where they built at that time so that it will be living houses there for hospital workers in that place. The superintendent, Mr. Philip, you know, talked to Omi Radio and say they decided to do this one there because hospital workers in the area there are complaining too much that they don't get no place to stay and everything giving them a hard time. Mr. Philip, you know, say, even though there are about three doctors in the hospital there in Fishtown, there is still a problem that hospital workers in River G County are facing. Still talking about something like this in the southeast, report coming from Grand Cru County say the big hospital that is in Grand Cess, what they call Raleigh Town Hospital, that one there now, nobody can go there now because the bridge that there, the bridge finished breaking down. So to be able to go there now, you got to pass, get either in canoe or find other way to cross the water. So the director in the place, Augustine Fania, say he begging the government of Liberia and all other people who are concerned to do something about this one here quickly because it is a serious matter when it comes to hospital business in that place for the people. That is the end of the Army Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watusi. Good evening.